Hare Krishna. Today is, amongst other things, Krishna's Rasa Yatra. It is the commemoration of his Rasa Lila, his Sharata Ras. Other things include that it's the last day of Kartik, it's full moon, it is the end of Chaturmasya, it is the end of Bhishma Panchaka, and so on. So it's a very auspicious time. And today is our opportunity to read and remember this Rasa Lila of Lord Krishna, special Rasa Lila. And Rasa Lila in itself is special. It is the, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, it is the Lila Chakravarti. It's the emperor of all pastimes. It is the pastime which reveals and displays Krishna in his full original glory. It is the pastime in which Krishna manifests most and to the fullest degree of his loving pastimes and topmost loving pastimes, his Madhurya Lila. And it is the form of Krishna and Srimati Radharani whom we worship in our temples. Radha and Krishna are dancing. We are doing Rasa Lila. It is our philosophical statement to the world that this is the original form of the Absolute Truth. That becomes one of the extraordinary features of this Rasa Lila. And not only that, but Rasa Lila also is the pinnacle of Krishna's pastimes in the sense that all other pastimes lead to or revolve around that. Not that other pastimes are not important, but they're not all perfect, that everything is perfect, that everything is fully pleasing. But just like in a drama, in a play, in a story, so many things are taking place, but ultimately everything leads to a climax. There is a climax. So the climax of Krishna's pastimes takes place at night after Krishna leaves Nandagram and slips out of his own apartment, and the gopis also leave their own husbands and they meet on the bank of the Jamuna by Vamsivat, and there they engage in chanting, dancing, swimming, picnicking, laughing, so many wonderful transcendental exchanges of love. This is the pinnacle, this is the highlight of Krishna's day and of Krishna's Lila. And of course these pastimes are eternal. They're always taking place. However, we celebrate this particular Rasa Lila because it is described by Shukadev Goswami and Srimad Bhagavatam. And the specialty of this Lila is that it was Idam Sharat, Swachajalam, Padmakara, Sugandina. It was on this day that Krishna recalled the promise that he made to the Kanya Kumaris, to the Kanya Gopis, who a year earlier performed this Katyayani Vrata, which is starting tomorrow. In that Katyayani Vrata, they did very severe austerities to get Krishna as their husband. Krishna fulfilled their desire in one sense by stealing their clothes, but he told them that their desires would be further fulfilled sometime soon. So, feeling very romantically inclined, transcendentally romantically inclined, Krishna recalled that promise that he made. And therefore, although up to now Krishna had been dancing with his eternal associates, but now he invited the Kanyakumaris by the agency of his flute, his other sadhana siddhapurthis, other sadhakas who had attained perfection and had entered into Krishna's lila, Krishna's pastimes, and had heretofore not participated in that rasa dance. They heard about it, they longed after it. Now Krishna invited them all. And so Krishna went to the Vamsivat, under the Vamsivat tree, and he began to play his flute. And played his flute, then all of the girls came. Whatever else they were doing, they dropped all those other things, and they came to dance with Krishna, to be with Krishna. They sacrificed the anger of their husbands and in-laws, and they left their children behind, everything, because Krishna was calling. Finally, Krishna was calling them. And so they went. A few of them were obstructed from going, but sometime in the future, they too were able to meet with the Lord. And of course, we will feel ourselves somewhat distant from this type of calling, literally speaking, this type of calling, but it will come. Srila Prabhupada had written that this Krishna consciousness movement, the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement, is to enter into Krishna's rasa dance, rasa lila dance. But of course, we must be qualified. And for that, we need to practice the mood which was exemplified by the gopis, and that is giving up our material attachment and developing our love for Krishna, attracting Krishna's attention. Ultimately, the Kanyakumaris wanted to attract Krishna's attention, and they succeeded in doing so. Similarly, by preaching, spreading Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada had told us that this is the best way of attracting Krishna's attention. And Krishna's calling. Sometimes people ask, well, what is the sound of Krishna's flute like? Well, you've heard the Bhagavad Gita, you've heard Srimad Bhagavatam, you've heard Kirtan, Sankirtan, you've heard sound of the Gayatri Mantra, especially the Kama Gayatri Mantra, and the Japa, the sound of the holy name. This is the sound of the flute. Of course, when I say, well, doesn't flute sound like some type of instrument? Yes, it's an instrument, but that instrument sets off a mystical sound vibration. And the sound vibration of the flute is common to all of these other things that I mentioned. It is the same sound vibration. So Krishna is saying, sarva dharma parityajya mamekam saranam braja. That is what the flute is saying. O gopis, just leave everything behind and you just come to me. Just come to Krishna. It is the same sound vibration. It is there. And the gopis came, and they abandoned everything. So Krishna consciousness movement is meant to qualify us so that, yes, we'll also leave everything behind. And they were, of course, already in a perfected state, or a, you could say, almost perfected state, and still they left everything behind. They didn't care for the complaints of their in-laws, the cries of their children. Ultimately, we have to come to that. And we will come to that when we hear the flute. So the flute is calling. Everyone knows Krishna is playing his flute. He's always playing his flute. He does not just have it to his mouth and not doing anything with it. He's playing it. He's calling us. He's calling us. Come back home, back to Godhead. But we've yet to purify our hearts. And how will we purify our hearts to really hear the flute? By continuing to hear Bhagavad Gita and Gayatri Mantra and Srimad Bhagavatam and all of these things. And then one day, just like it was on this day, that those sadhakas, they heard the flute, and when they did, then their desire had been growing. So now they finally decided, now we're leaving everything behind. So we should also aspire after that, and certainly it's an aspiration that becomes fulfilled by in the due course of time, if the aspiration is strong, if the aspiration is there. If the chanting and the Gayatri and everything else is nicely done, is well done, according to the teachings given to us by Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual masters, yes, then it will work. Ultimately, it will not just be that someone is speaking about Krishna playing his flute, but we will also hear Krishna's call, and we will leave everything behind, and we will go to where Krishna is participating in his pastimes. And when we get further qualified, then we will hear the flute. Then the flute will call each individual person's name. Oh, you come. Oh, you come. You come. You come. Everybody comes. And when you hear your name, then you will also, that will be the ticket. That will be the entrance. Now you can also come. And you can also enter into that pastime. So these are some of the things that we can think about today, aside from preparing sweetrice to offer for Rasa Lila pastime. We're going to be doing that also for Radha Damodar, preparing sweetrice, and we're not putting on the roof because Radha Damodar is inside here, and we're going to be offering them tonight. So after they've had their dancing festival, then they can relish some of the nice milk that we're managing to get from a local goshala, not even so local because it's quite far away, and they can relish the preparations that have been made with that. All glories to Lord Krishna's Rasa Lila pastime.